Pretty good stretch of basketball being played by the Princeton Lady Tigers. They picked up a Holiday Hoops victories over Green City and Schuyler County. Victory last Friday on their home floor over South Harrison, 58-30. Beat Newtown Harris on, I believe it was Tuesday, I beg your pardon, 55-17. And this afternoon at 4:30, just talking about this with Coach Bill Gooden. Coach, you got the 4:30 game against Maysville. I got a 4:30 Trenton game this afternoon, so we got a lot of basketball around, and we were talking about how it keeps you busy and gets you out of the office early, and that's the one good thing about a 4:30 game. And then once it's done, you have the rest of your night off. Hopefully you can do it celebrating a victory.
Well, I hope so. You know, I like having the 4:30 games. You know, bad thing is it's hard for parents to get there to watch those 4:30 games, but you do get it over with, and then you can kind of relax the rest of the evening.
That also does work for radio purposes, though. The less people that are there, the more people that can listen.
That's true. That's true.
Very true. Do you feel like, you know, you've won 4 in a row coming off of the Milan loss in the middle of last month? Do you kind of feel like, have the girls turned a corner here with their level of play and consistency? You feeling pretty good about where they're at right now?
Well, I think we are defensively. I think our defense is getting stronger. We're kind of understanding a little bit more. We continue to work on it. Offensively, I think we're starting. We're seeing points where we feel like we've improved an awful lot at. We're moving the ball better. We're keeping our turnovers down. We're only averaging around 14, 15 turnovers a game, which I feel is pretty decent for us. And so, yeah, I think we have seen remarkable improvement, and just we need to keep building on it.
Your win against Green City was a really high-quality win, and Kennedy Norton played really well that game, Coach.
Yes, she did. She had a career-high 24 points that ball game, and you know, Green City's got a pretty good ball club, and the Litchfield girl, you know, was definitely was very hard for us to handle. We switched three different types of defenses, and she still scored 41 of their 48 points, and you know, almost single-handedly beat us. But we were able to squeak out the win, and we was very happy with that.
Yeah, Schuyler County victory, and you know, looking at a couple of teams here that are kind of, you know, below the 500 mark, but win's a win. You got to win against Schuyler County at Holiday Hoops, and then South Harrison, 58-30 win on Friday, Coach. How do you feel like the girls played?
Well, I thought the Schuyler County game we played real well. Schuyler County had split with Milan, who had defeated us at their place by 9, and we were able to get a very comfortable win against Schuyler County. And then South Harrison was kind of iffy at halftime. We didn't play real well the first half. Our press was not effective. We had to make some adjustments on our press at halftime. Then we came out in the third quarter and just really took control of the game and kind of blew it open from that point and played really well. A very good second half against South Harrison.
Now, you got Maysville tonight, and it's very difficult for me, covering the amount of Trenton games that I do, to kind of get a feel on how good somebody is, because when you play the Trenton girls head-to-head, it's hard to look good because of how good they are. So, you know, Maysville, they got behind early against Trenton, but I thought for the last three quarters they acquitted themselves fairly well. But what have you seen? What do you know about Maysville, Coach?
Well, I had a chance to watch Maysville play Eagleville the other night, or North Harrison the other night. You know, they play a lot of girls. I think they play 9 girls in that ball game, and you know, they're a very patient type offense, and they don't have any one key girl that they go to, but they're fairly athletic, and they have some pretty good rebounders, and they play pretty good defense. So we're going to have to play well, and our press is going to have to be effective tonight, and you know, for us to come out with a good win tonight.
I know not everybody that plays softball plays basketball and vice versa, and it is a different sport, but they did win a state championship in softball in Class 1 in pretty dramatic fashion. So you'd figure for those that, you know, playing the sport of basketball, just from a confidence level, that's going to rub off a little bit.
Well, yes, and, you know, I don't know the Maysville girls by name. You know, I do know their numbers, but I know we was watching a game film last night. I asked the girls, I said, okay, now who's this freshman that hit the home run in the state softball? My kids all knew who it was. So, yeah, they've got a lot of confidence there. You know, they had a really good softball season, win the state championship, and in the fashion that they won it was, you know, was something that you never want to forget either if you're one of those kids, and it kind of gives you something to have a lot of confidence in.
How the girls play against Newtown Harris on Tuesday, Coach?
We played okay. You know, Newtown is down, and we just came out early and kind of struggled right off the bat, but then once we got going, you know, we played pretty well. Peyton Gooden got her 1,000th point with like her second or third basket in the, you know, in the game, and so that was a big moment for her and for the rest of the girls too, for her to get her 1,000th point. We did lose one. We had an injury. We lost Allison Allen for a week or so with a pretty bad sprained ankle, but you know, she'll be back here next week. But you know, all in all, I was pleased with the performance. Everybody got to play and played quite a bit.
So the one thing that you do have tonight, and yeah, obviously we record these before we know if you win or you lose, but if you do win, would you plan on sticking around, Coach? Because I'm looking at Mercer and Northeast Nottoway. I'm sure you know Mercer like the back of your hand. You played them already, probably to get some knowledge in Northeast Nottoway.
Yes, you know, we're talking about the early games of getting to be home early, but actually, Tom, I won't be because I'll be watching that ball game. And you know, Mercer, of course, we played them, and the kids kind of know them. But Northeast Nottoway is, you know, somebody that we don't ever see. And so, you know, we'll keep an eye on that, regardless if we win or lose, because we will play either Friday night or Saturday, you know, against one of these two opponents.
And, you know, I was talking about this with Coach Esri at NCMC an hour ago. The forecast looks a little bit on the iffy side for Friday night and Saturday. So who knows if those Saturday games at Metheny are even played.
Well, that's true. You know, we're looking at, 2 to 4 inches of snow after some freezing rain, and I think, ending sometime Saturday. I think the championship game on Saturday is scheduled for, 5:30, and then I'm certain that the third-place game is probably the late game on Friday night. So that, you know, that may be iffy. So the schedule could definitely change for Friday and Saturday in the South Harrison tournament.
Yeah, it is a Saturday game in third place, by the way.
Oh, okay. I apologize for that.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm looking right at the bracket. 3 o'clock Saturday, 5:30 for the championship game for the girls. And who knows? You know, you get snow in the forecast. That can change things pretty quickly in January.
Yes, it's January, and we are living in Missouri, so you never know. If you don't know what the weather is, just wait an hour, and it'll be something totally different.
Next week, Coach, obviously we talk to you Thursdays every week, and next week's going to be a huge week for conference, for just about for everybody. You come out of the tournaments, and everybody's, I think, going to have a Tuesday game and a Friday game. You got Putnam County at home Tuesday, then you go to Polo on Friday. So both those teams below 500, so you like to come out and play Princeton ball and try to get a couple of victories.
Yes, we would. I'm not sure where those games are. I think we host Putnam and we go to Polo, I believe, is the way it is. I'm not sure.
That is correct.
But, I don't know anything about those teams right now. You know, we're concentrating on tonight. And, you know, over the weekend, we'll start getting ready for Putnam County on Tuesday.
Princeton-Maysville, 4:30 this afternoon, semifinals of the South Harrison Tournament. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck against Wolverines.
Thank you, Tom.